Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
There's no doubt New England Patriots fans are just salivating at the thought. The team just one win away from their first trip to the Super Bowl since 2007. But standing in the way are the rough-and-tumble Baltimore Ravens. This Sunday in Foxborough, the two sides will battle it out for the AFC title and a ticket to Super Bowl 46. For a preview of the game this Sunday, we're joined this morning by Mike Reese of ESPNBoston.com. Mike, good morning and welcome back to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. Always good to be on with you.
One of the big storylines going into Sunday's game is how the prolific New England Patriot offense will stack up against Baltimore's stingy defense. From that perspective, break it down for us.
Sure. I think a key to watch in this game, we always talk about star players, but watch the line of scrimmage, where that ball is snapped from, because if the Patriots are going to win, they need those big five blockers up front, those offensive linemen, to protect Tom Brady against this attacking Ravens defense. And if Tom Brady has time to throw, that usually means that the Patriots will win. So it's a test of offense, explosiveness versus attacking defense, disguising defense, which one will have the edge.
All right, so if we're worried about whether Tom Brady's going to get time to throw or not, let me ask you this question. Should we be concerned about Tom Brady's sore left shoulder? I think it's the left shoulder, which is not his throwing arm, but we've seen reports this week that he might be hurting a little bit.
I would say not much big concern there for Tom Brady. I think a lot of this is about rest and making sure he's at the top level when this game comes around. And sometimes less is more. I think that's really what you want to look at this week with Tom Brady. You could put him out there on the practice field and have him throwing all these footballs, but sometimes resting his throwing arm and even resting his left shoulder, which has been sore of late, can help him be at top level come game time.
All right. Beyond whether the line in front of him can protect Brady from the Ravens' defense, what are the game changers in this matchup?
Sure. One player to watch for Baltimore is Ray Rice, the running back. There are only two running backs in the 32-team National Football League that led their team in rushing yards and receptions, and Ray Rice is one of them. The Bears' Matt Forte is the other. So basically what that means is he's a dual threat, and if you're looking for one player the Patriots' defense needs to shut down, Ray Rice, the fourth-year running back out of Rutgers, would be the first player that I would talk about.
Bigger picture question about the defense. Last week, the Patriots' defense really stepped up after struggling all season long. Was that a one-game performance, or are the Pats now better on defense than they have been all season long?
Certainly it's hard to take one game and say they're better than what we saw over 16 games over the regular season, but there is reason to believe, Bob, that this defense is getting better, and two big reasons why are Patrick Chung, a safety, and linebacker Brandon Spikes. Both players missed seven games with injury during the regular season. They returned at the end of the year and played in that playoff game, and they give this defense a much different look. They bring a lot more energy to the defense.
I want to point out to our listeners who might not have been listening last Friday when we last spoke that you were dead on about last week's game with the Denver Broncos. You said the Pats would come out strong so that they could deny the Broncos an attempt to make one of their miracle comebacks in the fourth quarter by running up a score that would make a comeback impossible. Last week, you said you thought the Pats would get to the Super Bowl. I want to know if you still feel that way with this Sunday's game coming up. Will they get to the Super Bowl?
Bob, I do feel that way, but I don't feel as confident as I felt last week. I think it was a little bit of a mismatch, the Patriots against the Broncos last week. This game, I think, is going to be very close, and I think it could be a tipped ball or a freak thing that happens that could sway the outcome to either side. The Baltimore Ravens have some of the great players that have ever played this game, Ray Lewis, Ed Reed on their team. The Patriots have some of the greatest players on their side, Tom Brady. Bill Belichick will go down as one of the greatest coaches of all time. I think it could be a classic. I think it'll be very close. I say to everyone, hang on for the ride, because this one could go either way.
Mike Reese, thank you very much.
Thanks, Bob.
Mike Reese reports on the New England Patriots for ESPNBoston.com.